This is Jay Sekulow in La Cruces, New Mexico. The crosses stay, and the Supreme Court gets our next brief in the Ten Commandment cases.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk law. We're going to talk international matters as well. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What an interesting campaign this is shaping up to be. We'll talk more about the political campaign. Coming up next week, we're going to see a debate between the vice presidential nominees, so that'll be fascinating as well. And by the way, next week, we've got a great resource that we're going to make available to you. We'll tell you more about it as the as we get later into this week, but a great resource available next week on election law, so that's something you're going to want to stay tuned for. We want to get your sense on how you see the election shaping up. How do you feel about the candidates right now? Where do you see their views? How about the way the economy is playing into this? All of this is certainly making for a very interesting election season. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. La Cruces, New Mexico, remember those three crosses? Well, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says they stay, and that's a big deal, and that's an important victory.
It is important. As we talk about all the cases that we've talked about, whether it's the students in California, whether it's the other situations, religious symbols, whether it's our upcoming Supreme Court case, we have so many of these issues all the time, and we talked about La Cruces years ago.
Yep.
That's how long these battles take, folks. Remember that. Remember La Cruces. Remember the TV shows. Remember the three crosses on the emblem. It was part of the city's logo. It takes that many years to get these cases to have finality.
Yeah, but the good news is it resolved successfully, and I don't think there'll be a Supreme Court appeal on it, so some good news and positive developments there. Now, on another front, the Supreme Court of the United States, the date, November 12th, I'll be making the oral arguments before the court on behalf of Pleasant Grove City versus Summum. This case involves Pioneer Park in Utah. By the way, we're going to have a special TV presentation that we shot in Pleasant Grove in about 2 weeks on television. But we've got the brief, or what's called the reply brief. That's the last brief in the case, has now been filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. We filed our opening brief back in June. Summum, which is this group that filed against the Ten Commandments, or really they demanding that their seven aphorisms be put up, that was filed in August. We filed our reply in September. Now we take the next about 8 weeks, not quite 8 weeks, about 7.5 weeks to prepare for the oral argument, working on that now. Literally, we finished the brief. It was filed yesterday. We go into the oral argument preparation starting today. In fact, I've already got here at our office in Virginia Beach. We're already going through the material, starting to analyze that. We'll go through, by the way, 18 amicus briefs filed on our side, two against us. It's a very, very significant case. It'll affect everything from the Statue of Liberty to veterans monuments to, of course, the Ten Commandment monuments. Jordan, you went up to New York. The Statue of Liberty's played an increasingly important part of this case.
It has. We met with the Park Service. We met with the lead historians from the Park Service. It's a very, you know, obviously Statue of Liberty, Liberty
sure.
Island, as well as Ellis Island. These are major historical landmarks because, of course, the immigration to America. The symbols that these monuments have become to Americans and those coming abroad who are visiting America, whether they're Europeans or from anywhere in the world, those are the symbols you associate with America, with liberty, with freedom. And you look back at the history there, it may mirror Pleasant Grove. I mean, yes, Pleasant Grove's smaller. It's not New York City by any means. But at the same time, it's a lot of the same process. Someone donated a monument. The city decides to put it up. And then, of course, you know, things get complicated and things like that. But the truth is, when you look at these situations, they're so similar, whether you're talking about New York City or Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Yeah, we actually used that comparison in our briefs, comparing the acceptance of the Statue of Liberty from citizens of France to the acceptance of the Fraternal Order of Eagles Ten Commandments monument that they donated to the city. Fascinating case. I've got great news for you. We've got something that everybody that's listening is going to want to have. How would you like to have the bound copy of the Supreme Court brief filed in this case? It's yours, absolutely free. Call in right now. Your kids, your grandkids, everybody should have it. Great history of America, great history of the First Amendment. 1-877-989-2255. That's a copy of the actual Supreme Court brief. 1-877-989-2255. Updated information at aclj.org. the Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court. The actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
By the way, that song that we played at the beginning of the broadcast was recorded during 9/11, right after 9/11, by Paul McCartney. Interestingly, he's appearing in Israel now, receiving death threats from Muslim extremists. So go figure, right? Here you go. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me right now. We are doing something we don't often do, and that is I put together for this week and this week only a copy of our brief. This is, you're actually getting, when we had these printed and you file them with the court, they're bound. It's a blue cover. This is the official brief given to the Supreme Court of the United States in this case involving the Ten Commandments display, Statue of Liberty, Veterans of Foreign War. It's a tremendous, tremendous resource. And I really think everyone that is listening to this broadcast right now, you need a copy of this in your library for your kids, for your family, for your grandkids. This is history, and you're actually going to get, this isn't just a Xerox copy of it, folks. I had them run off extra copies of the brief, the actual brief at the printer. And these are the printed copies. We have a limited number of them, but I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and say, please send me that brief. It'll be a great reminder for you to pray for us as the November 12th date approaches for the oral argument. What a great reminder for you to pray for us as we prepare for the oral argument, but what a wonderful resource for your library. Here's the phone number. I want to encourage everyone to get a copy of this. It's really a great document. Very interesting history of the First Amendment, how the history of Supreme Court cases, the Statue of Liberty, really great. And I want to encourage you to get it. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, this is the actual copy of the brief, the printed bound copy. The same went to the Supreme Court. I'm going to send to you. It's 1-877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255. It's yours absolutely free, and it is history that will be in your hands. A great prayer reminder, but also something for your kids and grandkids, really for generations. So again, ask for your copy of it. We'll send it to you absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go to the phones. Keisha's calling from Georgia, online 5. Keisha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Thank you for talking to me.
Sure.
My comment is that what I've noticed in my work environment and other places is that the whole election thing has become a black and white issue at this point.
You mean you're talking about from a racial perspective?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Because I think the candidates themselves are really staying away from that. You don't hear a lot of racial divide talk. You don't hear anything really about race coming up in the election. That may be individuals in your workplace making statements, but yeah, the candidates are really staying away from that. Yeah, go ahead.
I know they're trying to stay away from it, but it is an issue. And I think that it's a shame that people are trying to hide that, because it is something that people are talking about in my workplace and other places. And I don't talk about religion or politics with people because it's such a touchy subject with everyone. But I find that a lot of people have been trying to persuade me and ask me, well, who am I voting for? And then I've had people say, well, I already know who you're voting for because you're black, so I assume. And I say to them, so you don't think that I'm intelligent enough?
I think Keisha, I think you bring up a great point. I don't think anybody should assume anything based on the color of somebody's skin or their religious affiliations, because there are going to be black citizens of the United States that vote for Barack Obama. There's going to be black citizens that vote for John McCain. There's going to be some that don't. The racial issue really should not be a basis. It really should not be a basis upon which we're choosing a candidate. And no matter what your view on the issue is, the fact that you've got history here on the Republican and Democratic side is just absolutely phenomenal. But you've got to watch out for racism. You've got to watch out for sexism in this debate. And I encourage you, by the way, Keisha, talk about your views. This is something we're going to be talking about on the broadcast next week. We want to make sure you as Americans understand, no matter what candidate you're talking or in favor of, you have the right to advocate that position without the fear of retribution.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you talk about politics, you talk about this election, it is very different. Though, I think, Keisha, you could say this. Is someone going to come to you and say, well, you're a woman, I know who you're voting for? I don't think that's not going to happen in this election right now, but it could. And the truth is, the candidates and the campaigns themselves are staying far away from this issue.
Yep.
The news is staying far away from this issue. Do people have prejudices? Of course they do. And people have feelings, whether they let them be known or not. That's not good. But at the same time, I think the media and the campaigns have been very respectful of that issue specifically. In fact, I think Sarah Palin has been attacked more for being a woman and a mom than Barack Obama's race has been mentioned in the media. Other than that, it's America kind of saying finally that there is an African American who is a major party nominee, which is the first time in history in our country. So people are obviously going to say that as a historical background, but no criticism coming from that at all. Let's go back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Tracy's calling from Idaho on line 6. Tracy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, you're on the air. Let's go to Norman calling from Florida on line 1. Norman, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Norman.
Hi, Jay. I appreciate all you do.
Sure.
You and your staff.
Thank you.
I wanted to address what you all a few weeks ago were talking about, about the redefining of the terrorism.
Yeah, defamation of religion and the redefining of the phrase, what is a terrorist under Sharia law.
Yeah, and I heard some of it, especially regarding Israel.
Right.
But what I want to ask you is this. How can we possibly do anything when it comes to the UN when the U.S. ambassador himself is a Muslim?
Well, here's the thing with the UN, and let me tell you the way to handle this. There's a process, and it's a good question, Norman, called the NGO process, and that's the non-governmental organizations. Our European Center for Law and Justice is one. And as you know, because you obviously listen to the broadcast, we are heavily involved in this defamation of religion, the redefinition of terrorism. The problem with the definition of terrorism is it's the organization of the Islamic Conference, Jordan, that has been promoting this skewed definition of what constitutes a terrorist.
That's right. And in fact, the United Nations has no definition of terrorism, Norman. They have never been able to come into an agreement to define what terrorism is, mostly because of the organization of the Islamic Conference. We've talked about them a lot because they fight any kind of wording or language that would include many of the radical Islamic activities. In fact, in their definition, it would not be terrorism. This comes from the organization of the Islamic Conference, the definition they'd like the United Nations to adopt. It would not be terrorism if you're attacking a, quote, occupying force, whether that's U.S. troops in Iraq, Israelis in the Gaza Strip or back in the West Bank, if that happens. Folks, what they're saying is that's even if it's a suicide attack, any kind of act violence would not be terrorism under their definition. Now, the truth is the United Nations hasn't defined it. It's a major problem, but it tells you, Norman, how big of an issue this is in the world, that we can't come together as a world. You know, people talk about we're world citizens and citizens of the world, but we can't even come together and agree on a definition of heinous acts. We cannot define terrorism together.
Yeah, this is the problem. Now, let me tell you what we're doing. In addition to getting ready for the Supreme Court of the United States, our government affairs team in Washington, in conjunction with our European Center for Law and Justice office, is getting ready for hearings both in Geneva and in New York on this defamation of religion issue. Now, it's very complex the way these hearings are going down, but we've got our people literally in the middle of this, getting ready both in Europe and in New York. It could be that the New York hearings are late November, which if they are, I'll then participate on behalf of the European Center for Law and Justice and the ACLJ as well in those hearings and making our oral arguments. If it's before my, as long as it's after the oral argument of the Supreme Court of the United States. But all that's going forward right now. We've got our teams working on that. So stay tuned, because this is an issue, by the way, we're covering it on television this week. And some big news, by the way, I need to mention our friends at the Inspiration Network, INSP, which we're airing on Friday evenings. I think it's at 8:30. It is 8:30, is now on DirecTV and on Dish. So they've expanded their outreach. And our good friend David Cirillo has done a great job, and his wife Barbara with INSP. And I'm going to be we're glad that we're now on so many more households. So those of you that get satellite television, look for us on Friday nights at 8:30. On the Inspiration Network. And by the way, we're airing a special program this week talking about the issue that Norman just called in over. So giving you kind of an update on the defamation of religion issue. Then we've got some other specials coming up in the weeks ahead. It's going to be really incredible. Let's try to grab one more call in before the break. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Let's go next.
Tracy's calling from Idaho on line 6. Let's go back to Tracy, see if that call is working. Tracy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep.
I listen to a lot of conservative radio
sure.
talk shows and TV shows, and they've been talking about John Biden being taken off.
Joe Biden.
With Obama. And
well, that, some of that came from his own statement where he said that it may have been that Hillary Clinton would have been a better pick than he was. And I think that's because they've seen the blowback, if you will, from women, but especially independents and Democrats that are really upset with Senator Obama for not picking Hillary Clinton. Now, it's very rare that I can't imagine a scenario where they would actually pull Joe Biden off this ticket.
No.
It's happened once in my lifetime.
We're at 49 days until Election Day, though sometimes, folks, it feels like this has been going on forever, and it doesn't feel like we have that urgency yet. Because I think that's because the debates haven't happened. That starts next week. I don't think you're going to see anything happen to Joe Biden. I mean, unless something happened, some act of God kind of situation. Other than that, Joe Biden's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty much it. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Their debate, by the way, is the 26th of September.
Right.
So well, we've got a special resource coming to you for that starting next week. But for this week, what I've got, folks, is just going to do this for 4 days. I've got a limited number of these. But everybody that's listening to me, you need to have a copy. This is the actual filed, bound copy. The same thing we filed with the Supreme Court, I'm sending to you of our Supreme Court brief involving the Pleasant Grove case, involving the Ten Commandments, the VFW, the Statue of Liberty. We're going to send it to you absolutely free. You call in right now and get your free copy of the actual brief filed with the Supreme Court of the United States.
Folks, call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Call right now. Get your free copy of our brief to the U.S. Supreme Court, 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
the Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court. The actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, our European Center for Law and Justice office just finished up a hearing in the United Kingdom. I'm going to review the email I just got. This was on the our client. Remember, he was born in Syria, raised to be a Muslim, really, I hate to call him extremist, but yes, I mean, he was training to be a, Jordan, he was being trained by Hezbollah.
That's right, he was being trained by Hezbollah to, he was originally trained to be a fighter when he was young, I'm talking 11, 12 years old. They realized that he had a knack for languages, learning languages and oratory skills, so they put him into another program, sent him off to the Persian Gulf to become more moderate so he'd interact with some people who were not extremist Muslims. And, of course, now his situation going on in the U.K.
All right, Jordan was over there. Let me get this as a fact that just came in. I'm getting this literally being emailed to us from Europe, and this is an interesting fact. The Home Office, which is England's, that's like their prosecutorial office, trying to get this person removed back to Syria, which is a death sentence under Sharia law. They made a change of position, Jordan. This is what Roger Kiska, our counsel, saying. They made a change of position, and they now stipulated that, in fact, our client's father was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. How significant is that change?
That is a very significant change, because these were the facts that were not being determined by the UK court system, and they were not accepting from our client there. They were not accepting his information about his family being involved in these activities, about his father, his brother, all these situations. But listen, when we film these TV shows, when we talk to him, you know these stories are real. These people don't want to leave their homes. As much as sometimes we say, well, no wonder you want to be in the United Kingdom, but and not Syria or one of these other countries. But the truth is, if it's not your home, it's not your home. It's not your people. It's not as easy to get a job and work. But the truth is, when you look at these facts, and now it looks like finally the United Kingdom is starting to accept them.
Yeah, and let me give you another one. Literally, folks, I'm reading this as it's coming in. This is, we've got lawyers. When we say we've got global engagement, this is what I'm talking about. Jordan, they also said, and this was another factor, is that they accepted and stipulated, and the judge noted this, that evangelicals by nature could not simply hide their faith, that they have a religious obligation to share their faith. So this idea that he could go back to his country of origin and just remain quiet, the court apparently has completely disregarded that completely.
That's huge, folks. I mean, these are huge facts that we've been trying to get through the United Kingdom. And, of course, we put a lot of pressure on by going, and it's a very different system. So when we went there to film, you tell them that you're going there to film. You send them the tapes. You tell them we're putting the story
tell the courts
on radio.
Right.
So we've already talked about it. So you have been a part of this situation in this case by having and listening to those broadcasts where we had him on air to talk about his story. They would take those tapes, the copies of those on disc, and they'd give it to the judge in the case to say, look at this situation. He's got support coming in for him and his wife from organizations around the world, religious freedom groups, who've done their own research, believe his story, and are fighting for him.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch, folks. We'll keep you posted on this. Very positive report. Be in prayer for this. Jordan went over there and spent almost a week and a half over there and really felt like that this young man, he's about your age, could be a real force for proclaiming the gospel within the Arab community.
Yeah, I mean, this is what he thinks his calling is to do. He thinks he had to go through this situation. Listen, this is still a battle going on.
Yeah, we haven't won it yet either.
But he was ready to fight this battle in the UK courts. He found us at the very end. I mean, he was a couple of steps away from his case being done and probably being deported back to Syria, to a place where he thought he would be would not be safe for very long at all, with his wife, who had no citizenship anywhere in the world. These are issues that just don't come up here in the U.S. as much. But when you look at this issue, this is great news, a great development. And he believes his mission is to preach the gospel to the Muslim world in living in Europe.
Yeah, working on another big case in that front right now, a big issue right now, where we're looking at a major broadcast going into the Arab world, too, that we're working on through our Middle East contacts and people that we work with in Israel to do this. So a lot of great things happening internationally. Folks, as we get ready to take more of your phone calls, let me encourage you. We're getting calls on this. I've got a limited number of the Supreme Court briefs, and these are the bound copies. The same copy I filed with the court, I am going to send to you. It's the Ten Commandments case out of Utah. I want you to have it. This is something you're going to want for your kids, your grandkids. This is something you'd leave to your kids and grandkids for your library. This is something you'd want to keep forever, really. This is you don't get this often, and we don't usually offer them, but I thought this case is so significant for our American heritage, for our Judeo-Christian worldview, that this brief would be a great tool for you. I want to send it to you. Here's the phone number. Call right now to get your copy of this brief. It's absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, this will be a great prayer reminder for you to pray for us as I'm preparing for that oral argument on November 12th. So please get a copy of this brief. Again, 1-877-989-2255.
Ray is calling from Utah on line 3. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, gentlemen. I thank you for your efforts.
And, thanks.
Basically, I'm right in the backyard of Pioneer Park, and I heard you mention that there's something going on there.
Yes.
And I'd like to expound on
sure.
that, if you would, and I'll jump off the line.
No, Ray, let me ask you a question. You do live in Pleasant Grove?
No, sir. We live probably about 12 miles south of Salt Lake City.
Okay. Well, you're very close.
We're right in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just out in Pleasant Grove, met with our clients, and went through the park. Here's what you've got. The Pioneer Park has got a pioneer heritage for that community, and they've got all kinds of different artifacts from their heritage and their history. In 1971, the Fraternal Order of Eagles donated a monument. You've seen these in about 4,000 cities throughout the United States, a Ten Commandments monument. You've seen these before. It was subject to Supreme Court litigation. Well, here's what happened, and this was what was so really fascinating about this case. They accepted the monument, and the mayor of the city said, "We're accepting this because putting this monument in Pioneer Park will remind the citizens of our state of their pioneer heritage for religious freedom in the founding of the state." So they took it. A group comes in, 40 years later and says, "Well, you've got the Ten Commandments. We demand that you take the seven aphorisms." Now, the park authority said no, because it has nothing to do with the history of Pleasant Grove. The group has nothing to do with the city of Pleasant Grove, and they turned it down. That case is now at the Supreme Court of the United States. And I'm going to argue the case, by the way, in court on November 12th. And this is a huge case. Jordan, you were out there, but when you go from this little town in Pleasant Grove City and you see this park and the Ten Commandment monuments, and then you travel to the East Coast and you realize that next to the Statue of Liberty, they could demand to be put up a Statue of Tyranny on the same grounds. That's where the reality of what's at stake comes in here.
Yeah, and it was interesting talking to the Park Service, because the Statue of Liberty, even unlike Ellis Island, really does not take any other monuments at Liberty Island. They sometimes have temporary displays. They have a museum inside which has some plaques. There are four outside groups' plaques on the Statue of Liberty. Most of those are from different organizations, like the Metal Workers Organization. Different organizations have really... Masons is one of them that have been up for a long time. It's four small plaques. There's no monuments up at Liberty Island that are other than the Statue of Liberty, except for inside the Statue of Liberty at the museum and places like that. So they would deny anything. I mean, when you talk right. to the Statue of Liberty Park Service, they could not think of a situation, unless there was some kind of national situation that came up, where they would take a new monument. Now, Ellis Island's different. Ellis Island takes some monuments, but they've got to relate directly to the experience of the immigrants there. The only exception on the island was when they found an Indian burial mound. They went through scientific testing to determine which tribe was most likely. When they determined that, they asked the tribe if the tribe would like to donate a monument, if the tribe would like to get involved.
And
the tribe did, but the city had to accept it and approve it. And that monument's got some religious symbols on it, tribal religious symbols.
Yeah, so there you have it, folks. Now, this case is at the Supreme Court of the United States. And what we're doing is just this next 3 days here, we're going to offer you the brief that we filed with the Supreme Court. It's the printed copy that I filed with the court. I ran some extra ones for you. limited number of these, but it'll serve as a great educational tool for your kids and your grandkids, be great for your library, great history of the First Amendment and the Statue of Liberty, but also as a prayer reminder. So here's what I want you to do. Everyone that's listening to me needs a copy of this. You go to your phones right now and get your copy of the Supreme Court Brief in Pleasant Grove. We're going to send it to you. Our gift to you, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. This is to get the actual bound copy of the Supreme Court Brief we filed with the court. 1-877-989-2255. Updated information of everything that's going on globally at ACLJ.org. But if you want this brief, it's 1-877-989-2255. Get it now. Talk to you tomorrow.